rest of the story. Some say it was she who fired the first shot in this century's sexual revolution. And with a single photograph. Her name was Betty Grable. In 1943, she was the number one box office draw in the world. For a dozen years, she was the reigning queen of 20th Century Fox. For 14 years, she stayed at the top of the exhibitors' poll, and yet, despite her unparalleled popularity in motion picture history, Betty Grable is remembered best for one thing, a 1941 Fox publicity photograph, a black-and-white still picture of her, back to the camera. There's something about that legendary pose you never knew. It's time that you hear the rest of the story. One photograph made Betty Grable the most famous, the highest-paid woman in the world. It showed her dressed simply in a one-piece backless white bathing suit, white satin high heels, and a gold ankle chain. In the picture, she posed with her back to the camera, hands on hips, glancing coyly over her lifted right shoulder at the viewer. That one publicity shot redefined femininity. Her upswept hairstyle became the rage of the 1940s. Her slim, almost boyish figure sent a nation of women into virtual anorexia, catapulting the voluptuous, full-figured ideal of the 30s into sudden obscurity. In many ways, the image she portrayed in that photograph influenced the social course of an entire generation. And yet, the truly revolutionary aspect of that now historic still was the pose itself, back to the camera, looking over the shoulder. Until then, it just wasn't done. Renowned photographer Frank Paulney took the picture. He would later recall the session, which took place in the summer before Pearl Harbor. He shot a number of conventional poses first. Both he and Betty knew there was something wrong with those, however, and finally he suggested that she turn around and look over her shoulder. The first of those shots was still not right. It did not have the hard swing of the body toward the camera that Paulney knew he wanted. The second back shot was the one that lit up the world. Battle-weary GIs to whom that photograph was sent said, "Now we know what we're fighting for." Not surprisingly, that same picture was frequently found in the packs of captured German soldiers and Japanese soldiers. There was something so appealing, so tantalizing about that back-to-the-camera pose, and yet no one thought to ask if there was a determining factor in it. There was. No way could Fox have released any other pose. That is, any pose exposing the Grable tummy, which at that time was conspicuously protruding. And yes, that's precisely what I'm saying. In the sizzling still photograph that revolutionized sex in America, Betty Grable, the sweetheart of Sigma Everybody, was 7 months pregnant. And now you know the rest of the story.